now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. We need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Thanks to the cad.net, Coop Cooper broadcasting from Paris this week on a quick business trip as the Cocktail Nation has expanded into Europe, staying at the lovely Le Maurice Hotel, which is a luxury hotel. It's smack bang in the middle of Paris. Really nice location. I'm going to say these names, but I know that I'm going to get it completely wrong. Apologies to all of our French listeners. It's just between Place de la Concorde and the Louvre on the fashionable Rue de Rivoli. Ravioli? I said it completely wrong, I know. But it is just superb. Great location. I've got cafes all around me. I'm going to put up some photos up on the website when I get back to Sydney. You can check it out on the site, www.cocktailnation.net. Now, coming up on the show, we'll talk to an LA crooner, Mark Copeland. Got some the very best classic and neo lounge news of a new release as well to the world of some wonderful exotic music. Plus, since we're in Paris, I thought, why not pepper the show with a few French songs right throughout the show? I was listening to these on the plane over and thought, well, I've got to play them for you. Let's kick it off with Lushy and French 75 of the Cocktail Nation.
Maurice Chevalier, Brigitte Bardot, je t'aime, je t'aime. Chocolate, brioche, poisson, je t'aime, je t'aime. Je t'aime, Jacques Brel, le Tour Eiffel, notre hôtel.
Control, new agent training program, section 3.5, the cone of silence. To activate, simply lower the cone and speak clearly.
What?
Do not overuse the cone of silence.
What?
Do not shout in the cone of silence.
What?
In fact, don't even use the cone of silence.
What?
It's never worked right. I don't know why we bought it in the first place. Section 3.6, the portable cone of silence.
Tell Nation.
What?
Ma chambre a la forme d'une cage. Le soleil passe son bras par la fenêtre. Les chasseurs à ma porte comme les petits soldats qui veulent me prendre. Je ne veux pas travailler, je ne veux pas déjeuner, je veux seulement oublier, et puis je fume. Déjà j'ai connu le parfum de l'amour, un million de roses ne m'aimerait pas autant. Maintenant une seule fleur dans mes entourages me rend malade. Je ne veux pas travailler, je ne veux pas déjeuner, je veux seulement oublier, et puis je fume. Je ne suis pas fière de sa vie qui veut me tuer. C'est magnifique être sympathique, mais je ne le connais jamais. Je ne veux pas travailler, non, je ne veux pas déjeuner. Je veux seulement oublier, et puis je fume. Sympathique, mais je ne le connais jamais. Je ne veux pas travailler, non, je ne veux pas déjeuner. Je veux seulement oublier, et puis je fume.
Cocktail Nation for the cad.net. Going international this week as we broadcast from beautiful gay Paris. A bit of a sprinkle of French-inspired songs throughout the show, and that was Pink Martini with Sympathique, which I'm told translates to I don't want to work, I just want to smoke. Right now, a man who we came across through Bish's blogspot.com, a cool crooner out of LA, Mark Copeland. He joins me tonight. Mark, how did it all begin for you?
I was invited to this big black tie affair at the Beverly Hilton Hotel, and I was one of the youngest people there. It was a Friars Club event. Have you ever heard of the Friars Club?
I have, yeah.
Okay, so they were roasting, I think it was Burt Reynolds. So somehow I was invited. I was in black tie with my date, and they had a big band, a 17-piece big band on stage. And I'd never heard a big band before, and I loved it. I was dancing all night long in front of the band, and I just could not believe how great this sound was. I'd never heard this before. And afterwards, I asked the band leader, I tried to pin him down about maybe I could sing with the band. This just came out of the blue. I just felt I could do it. Yeah. Because the singer that they had was okay. Not great. It was okay. The band was great, though. So I pursued him, and he agreed to meet with me. And we went out to lunch, and I pressed him. I said, I really think I can do this. So he gave me a shot. He said, let's meet with my arranger, and we'll see if you have a voice. So I met with his arranger. at the Hollywood Musicians Union, Local 47 on Vine Street out here in Hollywood, and with the big band. They were rehearsing, and we went through a couple of tunes, and they liked my voice, and he said, well, maybe this will work. You need to have some charts made. So I didn't know what he was talking about, but the charts, as you know, are the arrangements that all the musicians are playing behind you. And it was a costly endeavor, but I said, okay, I'm going to go for it. Let's have a couple charts made. And we did that. And then I had my first paid gig for $50 U.S. it was at the Santa Monica Bus Drivers Association Driver of the Year Award Dinner.
Right.
At the Queen Mary in Long Beach.
Yeah.
In the B room.
Yeah.
That was the first time. That was the first time I got paid. And then we went in to make, we wanted to make a demo. And the demo was a two-hour session. That was all I could afford with the big band in the studio. And we decided to go ahead and just press 1,000 CDs and give them out around town. And the phone started ringing off the hook from that CD called The Bakery Session. It was just 2 hours straight ahead. We'd do the first song, just a rehearsal, and then we'd go live right in the studio, right into the song and record it. So it just took 2 hours to do a whole album. But it got great reception. And 3 months later, I was invited to perform at the Academy Awards Governor's Ball in front of 2,000 people and a magnificent orchestra behind me. And it's been a great ride since then.
Well, tell you what, you've got a fantastic voice. As soon as I heard you, I mean, I was reminded of Bobby Darin, a little bit of Sinatra in the 50s. And you've got some good selections there. You're obviously gigging a lot around Los Angeles. I suppose you've got a bit of a cult following going on there?
Mostly in L.A. That's easiest for the band, obviously, to get around. But we've gone far afield. We've been to, we started going to Las Vegas and then heading further east. We're performing in New York. Performed at the White House. That CD really got around, that first CD, to some good people, and they liked it right away, so it led to just a lot of opportunities. And now we're going to, this year we're going to be traveling to Beijing, Karachi, Pakistan.
Wow.
We've got a gig planned for Baghdad, I kid you not, and Tehran. Tehran.
How big is your band, Mark? Because this is a fair bit of traveling. From the sound of the CD, it sounds like a pretty big band.
Well, we can go up to 30 pieces if we're talking about using the strings, a string section.
Yeah.
But the core of the big band is the 17 pieces, which is your four trombones, four trumpets, five saxes, rhythm guitar, piano, bass, and drums. So that's your classic big band. That's a structure that it's been for, you know, decades. Mm. But then you can augment that with the string section that you hear on a lot of Sinatra recordings and others, mostly just filling in the background. It depends on what people need and how much they can afford. We could travel with as few as 12 pieces and get pretty close sound at the big band.
Now, I mentioned Bobby Darin before. Your voice reminds me a lot of Bobby Darin. Is he an influence on you?
Oh, absolutely. When he was singing, he seemed to just really not hold back, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Just didn't hold back. Was where other singers from the era, and even today, there's a little bit of reserve there. They're singing perfectly, and they're right on time, and their pitch is fine, and the notes are perfect, but there's something extra that a singer brings to a song where they let their guard down, and you feel like they really own the song. The song's them, and Bobby Darin was someone who did that.
Unabashed freedom too. Just no holds barred. Just go for it, and just open that mouth and let it go. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the thing about Bobby Darin, Garland, Sinatra, of course.
Are there any other guys you really like to listen to?
Well, Tony Bennett and the greats were great for obvious reasons. Louis Armstrong. I'm more recently listening to Nina Simone.
Mm.
I don't know if you play her on
Cocktail
Nation.
Sure do.
And those singers that bring to the song their own personality, where you just cannot tell that it wasn't, they didn't write it themselves.
Yeah,
that's the main attraction for me with a singer.
Well, Mark, I tell you what, I was really impressed when I heard your music. It just absolutely blew me away, because I thought to myself, here's a guy who really is understanding exactly where the music's coming from. He's not just a guy who can hold a tune and sing a song. I mean, you've got a real personality behind your voice. I'm not a big fan of Michael Bublé, I've got to tell you.
Most people, will say that he'd like to be Mark Copeland.
Yeah. Well, look, I think you got a whole lot more than him. There is something about somebody who actually really understands the period and understands the music. I've just always thought that he just misses the mark constantly. But when I heard your stuff, I thought this really cuts through, and it's a difficult thing. Like I've always said about like Michael Bublé, for example. I mean, why buy RC Cola when you can buy Coca-Cola? Why would you buy Michael Bublé when you could go get Frank Sinatra?
Why buy his version of "Come Fly with Me" when you could buy Sinatra's version of it? It's a lot of singers have been a lot of people popped up to do the standards. From Rod Stewart, et cetera, et cetera. But I find that they make a mistake that bothers me, and that's by going after the real signature songs of Frank.
Yeah.
Whether it's New York, New York of My Way, or Strangers in the Night, or I've Got You Under My Skin. Those are all great songs, especially I've Got You Under My Skin. But you're just asking for disappointment if you try and... trying to attack those songs. You're not going to make them your own.
Exactly, and there are so many other songs out there as well that you can make your own. Look, Too Darn Hot is a song that I've heard a lot of times, but it's not really in that book of American standards, really. And when I heard you doing that song, I was like, yeah, this really cuts through. I like it.
Too Darn Hot.
Yeah,
Too Darn Hot is the that's Cole Porter tune. That was the opening number from Kiss Me, Kate. And Kiss Me, Kate was... the interesting thing about that song is that Cole Porter... that was a really popular musical for Cole Porter, but it was written late in his career. And we talk about in the music industry how, oh, well, if you're not in your 20s anymore, we're not so interested in you. And here is Cole Porter writing that song into his early 60s, and he had a lot of great hits later on in his life. In fact, a lot of singers in this genre, you find that their vocal chops improve and get right in the sweet spot, even in their 50s and early 60s. And as far as the players behind them, the musicians, a lot of the guys in my band, they're pushing 80 plus, but they still have their chops, and they still bring to, they haven't lost anything, which is a beautiful thing.
Some of the first Sinatra stuff I ever heard was stuff that was done in the 40s, and it was okay. When I first heard it, I thought, this is pretty good, I like this guy. And then I heard the stuff that was done in the late 50s and the early 60s. I'm like, oh, man, now this is it. I really think his voice improved dramatically as he got older. I mean, I think he sounded thin and kind of reedy when he was in the 40s,
Yeah, he started to find himself.
Yeah.
And he also was paired up with Nelson Riddle.
Yes,
and exactly. He was the two together. It was a dream.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Mark, fantastic talking to you. It's been, and we will talk again too, no doubt in the future, particularly if you have another album coming out, we'll make sure we chat. But I just wanted to have a quick chat to you on the Cocktail Nation this week, just to introduce you to everybody, so to speak.
Thanks, Coop. I'm so appreciative of that, because I'm an independent artist, and you found me just because you liked the music, and that means everything. To me, and I'm just so appreciative, and I wish you all the best luck with your show.
Thanks, man. Much appreciated. Mark Copeland there on the Cocktail Nation.
I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris in the fall. I love Paris in the summer when it sizzles. Crazy about Paris in the winter when it drizzles. I love Paris every moment. Every moment. really here, but she's over there.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Sous les ponts de Paris, lorsque descend la nuit, toutes sortes de gosses aux foules vit en cachette et sont heureux de trouver une couchette. Hôtel du Curandeur, l'on ne paye pas cher. Le peu fin et l'eau, c'est pour rien, mon marquis. Sous les ponts de Paris, sous les ponts de Paris, quel rendez-vous. My darling, why I sing this song is easy to explain. It tells what happens all along the bridges of the Seine. The vagabonds go there at night to sleep all their troubles away. But when the moon is shining bright, my heart wants to sing it this way. How would you like to be down by the Seine with me? Oh, what I'd give for a moment or two under the bridges of Paris with you. Darling, I'd hold you tight, far from the eyes of night. Under the bridges of Paris with you, I'd make your dreams come true. Je vous apporter mes bras. Je vous apporter mon cœur. Je vous apporter all my love. Sur les ponts de Paris, lorsque descend la nuit, under the bridges of Paris with you, I'd make your dreams come true. I'd make your dreams come true.
www.cocktailnation.net. That's it.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Song, let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true.
you.
It's the Cocktail Nation, Coop Cooper, broadcasting from my hotel room here in Paris. And Frank Sinatra, Fly Me to the Moon. You know, Sinatra was known as a real heavy drinker and a late-night carouser. But he actually had a couple of Sinatra rules that he always used to stick to. And I found this in a particular book called The Way You Wear Your Hat, all about the Frank Sinatra rules of life. And he had many of them, many of them. Now, apparently, he would never smoke or drink until after five. And it seemed like he did actually have quite a lot of self-control. He would frequently give up the smokes whilst on tour, and even going into the tour as well. His drink, of course, two nips of Jack, topped off with water, and three ice cubes. And if you went to a bar and a bartender put in more than the allotted three ice cubes, he'd get pretty angry and say things like, "What do you think I'm doing? Going ice skating here?" That sort of thing. He was very particular about his drink. In fact, his doctor actually asked him how much he drank. And he said, "Oh, a bottle of Jack every night." And the doctor was shocked. He said, How do you feel in the morning when you get up?" Sinatra said, "Oh, I never get up in the morning. Life of a jazz muso." Also played Eartha Kitt, The Bridges of Paris, Mark Copeland, and I Love Paris. Well, a quick trip to Paris on Qantas flight 824 for me this week. It's been interesting. Whilst I was walking back to my hotel after breakfast yesterday, I saw two cars come to a screaming halt at the lights, the traffic lights. Now, bad driving, pretty common in Paris, I've got to say. But this was different. This is a case of the world's worst road rage I've ever witnessed. And I live in Sydney and I see a whole lot of it. Basically, two cars, they come up to the lights. And the guy at the rear, the rear car, jumped out, pulled out an umbrella, and proceeded to smash the first car's window and then beat the man with his umbrella. He jumped back in his car and took off. And the victim was shaken. He was bloody, but he took off shortly, and it was the strangest thing. Unbelievable. I actually rang the police once I got back to my hotel room. Unfortunately, they couldn't understand a word I said, so I tried to give them some details, but I don't think anything's going to be happening there. Let's keep it in the French mode now with Jack and Terry Cooper and C'est Si Bon. Thank you.
it's the wrong time and the wrong place. Though your face is charming, it's the wrong face. It's not her face, but such a charming face that it's all right with me. It's the wrong song in the wrong style, though your smile is lovely. It's the wrong smile. It's not her smile, but such a lovely smile that it's all right with me. You can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you want to forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not her lips, but they're such tempting lips that if some night you're free, dear, it's all right. It's all right with me.
Your lips are tempting. They're the wrong list. They're not her lips, but they're such tempting lips that if some night you're free, dear, it's all right. You better believe it, it's all right. Yes, it's all right with me.
Cocktail Nation.
As we broadcast via the World Wide Web from Paris, my hotel room here at the Le Maurice Hotel, that I pepper some songs throughout the show that have a French connection or sound, or even have a very, very loose connection, like Charade, Mancini. Why that song? Well, the Cary Grant, Audrey Hepburn film was set in Paris. Loose enough? No connection between the previous song, Sammy Davis Jr., and a cool website that I've come across. And I'm always looking for cool websites. This one is incredible. If you're like me and you're always out and about looking for a classic film that you haven't seen yet, there are so many, check out this site, cinemaretro.com, and sign up for their newsletters if you want to get the updates. It's really, really good. Right now on the Cocktail Nation, a girl that we interviewed recently, her name is Sally Street. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you?
Me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing too good for a boy so sweet and true. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Bought you some cashmere for Christmas, a diamond ring, big Cadillac car, and everything. Love makes me treat you the way that I do.
Nation, Coop Cooper broadcasting from Paris this week in my hotel room here, Mr. Bongo,
Jack Costanzo and Street Scene. Back into the music right now as we celebrate all things French whilst I sit in my hotel room eating croissants. Is Dickie Doo and the Don'ts and Vive l'amour.
Ooh.
That's Martin Denny, Bingo Oiwake, as we broadcast from room 1308 at the Le Maurice Hotel in Paris. Bossa Nova Cha-Cha before that, and Luis Bonfa. Well, that wraps up the show tonight. I look forward to your company next week as I fly back into Sydney, and we look over the city of Sydney. It'll be nice to be back in the penthouse. I love Paris, but home's always good. Before I go, cool website for the gals tonight. It's called Galamatic. Now, think of Galamatic as your one-stop shop for all information and car products that you need if you are a gal. If you want to feel confident when driving and you always want to go in style, check it out. Galamatic.com. Lots of tips for gals with cars, as many of them do. Sarah Vaughan now, and Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. Have a great evening. Stay hip.
Deride tears I cannot hold.